Welcome to Caldwell University Conversations. I'm Colette Liddy. Imagine attending a summer music camp and having the chance to take a master class from a Broadway drummer and internationally known percussionist. Some lucky teens have had that opportunity in Caldwell University's Summer Intensive Percussion Camp, and we're going to talk about this experience today with our guests. I'm happy to welcome Alexander Bocchino. He's the director of the percussion camp and a faculty member in the Department of Music here at Caldwell University. Dina Torriello. She is a Broadway and pop rock drummer who shares her skills and talents with young musicians. Nick Bergamini. He is one of the high school students who is participating in the camp, and he is training to be a camp counselor. And Ashley Zaffarino, a Caldwell University student, music education major. She is doing a summer internship while working on the camp. And thank you all for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Alex, let's start with the basics. What is the percussion camp and what's percussion?
Oh, wow. Thanks, Colette. Percussion, that's a big word. It really encompasses a lot of different instruments, from drum set to hand drums to mallet percussion, timpani. And we really cover it all in the camp, and the kids get to play just about all of them, which is really cool. And the idea behind the camp was really just to get kids immersed in percussion for a week and to bring in great artists like Dina, who live relatively close and around in and around New York, and they're available to come in. So it's kind of a great mix at Caldwell. We have here a close proximity to New York, and the artists can get here.
Dina, you are very accomplished in your field. Broadway drummer, a musician, educator who has performed with a long list of talented musicians. Some of them, Rob Thomas, Allman Brothers Band, Bernie Worrell, The Go-Go's, Antigone Rising, Chris Daughtry, Roseanne Cash, Indigo Girls, the list goes on and on. You also work with young people. Why is that important to you?
My experience was having the opportunity to see somebody love their craft and perform live, which was my inspiration for becoming a drummer. And you always hope that by having personal connections with young students that maybe you can ignite a spark and get them interested and help them on their journey. And if it's not their passion to do it full time, that's great. But even if it's just something they love to do to keep them out of trouble or relieve stress or, you know, get their mind off of problems at home or whatever's going on with them, it's a great opportunity. And I like kids, you know. I like getting to work with them and seeing their joy when they have an accomplishment or an idea come to fruition or whatever it may be. So it's a way for me to give back to an industry that's been really, really good to me.
And I was sat in just for a few minutes this morning at the camp, and it really is something to watch. So soul-stirring. I really enjoy it as a spectator. What was it like for you this morning, Nick? You've been at the camp for a couple of years now.
Yeah, about 4 years. I've done the Saturday rock one-day camp thing for a few years behind that.
And that's where is that offered, the Saturday rock?
Well, we kind of merged that into the whole week-long camp now. So now it was part of the whole week-long percussion camp.
More intensive, right?
Yeah. So I did that for about 2 or 3 years, and then I started doing the camp full-time. So over the past few years, it's been, I think, the greatest thing is not only studying with great clinicians like Dina, world-class guys like Dom Famularo, Dina, my dad, Joe Bergamini.
Who's a professional drummer, too,
yeah,
right?
it's great to be with him. But the thing that I take away most is getting to hang out and play with people my age who are of similar skill sets to me and are, to put it frankly, as nerdy as I am about playing the drums, because I go to, you know, in public school, like in the drum line, you get really excited and not everybody's as dedicated. So coming here, it's really great because everybody's so devoted to playing the drums and playing percussion and improving. So that's the biggest takeaway for me personally.
And you want to be the counselor next year, right?
It's great because then I'll not only be able to be a part of the camp as a full member, but I'll also be able to lead and help guide some of the younger guys, because that's also something that I really want to do. I'm aspiring to become a private teacher as well. So that'll help me hone some of those skills.
Ashley, what's it been like working on the camp as an intern this summer? I know you're studying to be a music teacher.
Oh yeah, it's great. It's a great opportunity to help younger people learn. Like, I want to be a music teacher for elementary school, so this is great. I get to work with younger people, figure out how, what works, what doesn't work, see how they light up when they learn something new. It's awesome.
Now, I know there weren't too many females in the room this morning. So why do you think, as you think about your professional life, why do you think that it's important that they have female role models?
I feel like when people think of percussion, they're like, oh, that's a boy thing. Like tubas, that's a boy thing. Flutes, that's girls. Clarinets, that's girls. No, it could be for anyone. Anyone can play anything. And that's like the biggest thing I can't stress enough. Girls need to learn, like, they can play percussion if they want to. It's not a boy thing.
And
play
Dean,
percussion.
And you are the first woman percussionist at this camp. Can you speak to that a little bit and what it's been like in your career as a female?
You know, I always find those moments sort of like surprising and not surprising. You know, when I was doing Head Over Heels, at the end of the show, there was a reveal. The scrim went up in the back of the stage and the band was seen on the platform. And at that moment, the audience had the first opportunity to realize that it was an all-female band. And it was sort of like, oh, they're female, they're women. Oh my, like it was this bit, like as if we can't play instruments. It's just, it's shocking to me every time, you know, that that mindset still exists, but it does still exist. So I think it's great to have opportunities for visibility, you know, any opportunity to showcase women, particularly drummers, because I think we're possibly the least present. You know, if you look at rock musicians, there's a lot of female guitarists, there's, you know, I think maybe a decent amount of bass players, but I think drummers, maybe there's the least. So, you know, visibility is key in sort of breaking down those barriers and that mindset that women don't play drums or can't play drums. I don't think it's can't, it's just not seen enough. So people are surprised always.
Looking at your background, I read that you really want students to see music as a team sport to spur creativity. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Particularly as a drummer, I talked about this earlier in the class, I think as drummers, inherently, that's our role. You know, we're supportive band members. You know, we're letting the music be realized by the songwriters. You know, however the songwriters envision the song being put out there to the listeners, the drummers really kind of lay the foundation for that, and they have to be mindful to not step all over the vocals and the melody line and things that are really important to the song and to delivering the song. So in order to do that, you have to be selfless. You have to be a team player. It can't be about you and your ability. And there are plenty of drummers who play in very successful bands with very successful chart singles who can solo all day long, but that's not what they're doing in the song. They're serving the song. And in order to do that, you really have to put your ego aside and you have to really get inside the song and understand, you know, the purpose and what's trying to be realized in the songwriting process.
Real team building there.
Yeah.
Alex, I know some other things happen this week. There's a performance. You go to New York City. What else happens?
Yeah, so each day we have clinicians like Dina come in and work with the students, and then we prepare for our concert on Saturday. So each day we're rehearsing for several hours, percussion ensemble pieces, using all the instruments we talked about before, like the marimbas, the xylophones, the drum sets, the hand drums. And then the students actually created a piece on their own with one of our other clinicians, Glenn Fitton, kind of led them to do that. So it's really cool to watch the students take ownership and work cooperatively together and really write their own piece, which we'll perform as well. So that's Saturday. Friday, tomorrow night, we go to see Steve Smith Organ Trio at Birdland. I like to take the kids into New York every year to see some type of performance. I just think it's important for them to see a live performance of a really high quality ensemble, and preferably if we have a drummer who's, you know, special, and Steve was a drummer, or is a drummer for Journey, plus other things, so he's internationally known as well. And we've seen some other people like that over the years, and it's kind of a nice capstone to the week. Like the kids hear all this stuff all week, they've tried stuff, okay, boom, now we go see it live in a professional setting.
Are you looking forward to the performance this weekend, Nick?
I mean, yeah, I've seen Steve Smith a number of times, and he always amazes me. He's one of the best, he's probably, in my opinion, the best living drummer right now. He can do all kinds of stuff. It's actually really funny because he's also, like I was saying earlier, like super nerdy and super devoted to the craft. Like we were talking about my dad, Joe, a few minutes ago. He wrote an article in Modern Drummer, which is a famous drum magazine.
Sure.
If any of our listeners are, you know, drummers, they should definitely check it out. And Steve had seen some of the stuff in that magazine that my dad had wrote, and he emailed him, like, "Hey Joe, I've been trying out your transcriptions, and they're really really good and challenging." And like it's so funny because he's still practicing, and that's what's truly inspiring, is that he's still devoted after all these years of success. He could stop whenever he wants, and mm-hmm. he has, you know, sure, enough fame and money that he could sustain himself for the rest of his life. But he loves the instrument so much that he keeps going. He still is teaching, and he still just loves to play and improve. And that's truly the most inspiring thing.
Someone told me a story, I forget who it was, that he came off tour with Journey. And touring is very grueling. It's just, it's hard being on the road. It's very, very hard being on the road. And he literally got home, and the next morning, somebody called looking for him, and it was like 10 o'clock in the morning, and he was already downstairs practicing.
I think I've heard that story.
6-month tour. Yeah. It's like, seriously, you know, take one day off after your tour. But that's what he's like. And he's one of my favorite drummers. And I think he's arguably the most diverse, you know, he can play rock as well as he can play jazz. And there's some guys, Simon Phillips being another one, but who do that. But I think he is sort of the pinnacle for that, being a tremendous jazz player and a tremendous rock player. So that's amazing that they get to see him this week. That's great. That's a great score.
And speaking about giving to others, I know that you are a certified drum therapist with DAD. It's an acronym for Drums and Disabilities Program. Can mm-hmm. you tell us about that?
Patches Waldo is the gentleman who started that program. He lives here in New Jersey. And it's a program that is in some schools and clinics and hospitals. They kind of do outreach all over the world. They're kind of all over the world. He trains people like myself and then sends them out there to do the work. But essentially, it's a myriad of exercises and things that you take your students or adults, whoever it is, through. And it helps to integrate left and right brain, essentially, through drumming, you know, through motor skills. And it's really, really beneficial for students on the spectrum, anybody with a disability. I've worked with, you know, most commonly, you know, ADHD, but ODD, oppositional defiance disorder, is very common. The other one just flew out of my head. But anyway, those are the sort of the two most common that are particularly helpful.
Wonderful.
And it just gets them focused, and it really kind of zeroes them in, and you can see them, you know, change. Once you put sticks in their hand and you give them a task, they get, you know, they really... It's an amazing process to watch.
Amazing. Well, Alex and Dina, I know you're a public school educator. You teach music, Alex. What happens when you really see a student who has a talent, right? How do you direct that? What is it that you do as an educator?
Well, I would say a couple things. One, programs like this are really good, I think, to encourage kids who have talent and desire, like Nick was saying before, kind of the nerdies, they're so into it, and they want to go to the next level. So you encourage them to come to places like this, take lessons with professional players and things like that to really expand their craft. And that's what makes, I think, here so cool. There's a great camaraderie built, and we really saw that this morning at Dina's clinic. The kids all supported each other as they got up there and stuff. I think things like that. But sometimes it's the kids who have either some struggles, like Dina was talking about, those kind of kids, or kids who aren't as talented, but just to see them making a little bit of progress and that look on their face when they get to play a beat or do something, that's really as rewarding as the kid who's like, you know, off the charts, talented, great. So it's kind of interesting. You kind of get it from both ends as a teacher. Like, it's awesome to see a kid, wow, you just did that one beat, and they're so excited. And then the kids who are just like, wow, the talent level's off the charts and they're working hard, and you're like, okay, one day they're going to be a pro. That's really cool too. So,
Dina?
Yeah, I mean, it's really fun to watch that process happen. And every little, you know, it's all relative. The kids who are new or maybe aren't as studied as some of the older kids or the veterans, a little tiny thing is a huge milestone for them, you know, as Alex just said. And it's really, really rewarding to see them react to that and to encourage that and to facilitate that. It's really great. It's a great process.
Hmm. So Alex, at the end of the week when you turn around, what do you hope has happened?
Right. Well, I hope that the kids were inspired to work harder, to continue to hone their craft like Steve Smith is still doing after all the years, you know, to really just dig in harder and try to get better, and they're excited. Maybe the female drummers are like, wow, Dean is there, she did it, I can do it, you know. Mm-hmm. The other guys are like, okay, I'm going to go for it, and I want to play in a Broadway pit one day or something, or rock tour. And they all of a sudden, you know, it's so important for us as people to see like that picture or the image and say, okay, that I can do that, it's attainable. Sometimes until we see that, we don't realize it is, and that goes for me and for everybody. So it's important, I think, for these kids to see these people who come in and have done it, and hey, I can actually make a living, I can do this if I want at that level, or if I don't want to go that far, I'm still excited about it. I'm going to give my band 100% in school next year when it starts, and that kind of stuff.
And seeing the camp from a student perspective, and now as a counselor and training perspective, I can really say that this camp has never failed in that regard. It's always so inspiring, the clinicians and playing with everybody, the tunes that we get to do in our concerts. It's always so inspiring, and I always, the reality that Alex just described of how people exit is exactly how I feel every single year when I leave, and it's amazing. I love coming here, and it's really just one of the highlights of my summer, and I love to play the drums, and shows me how he was saying, Alex was saying earlier, that it is attainable to make a living still, even though music is so technology-driven nowadays, that it's still possible and you can still make a living doing this.
Ashley, you're looking at it probably with different eyes now, too, because you're training as an intern, educator. So there's some other responsibilities. I saw you recording video, taking pictures. So how has this been for you in looking at it as an educator, a future educator?
Oh, it's so much fun. And I love taking pictures and videos of the kids so they can look back on it and see, like, oh, wow, I did this, and look how happy I am here. I like seeing their confidence grow. Like, I feel like the more confident they get, the better their playing will get, and it's just uphill from there.
Final question for all of you, a quick go around here. Obviously, for all of you, music is your passion. It's soul-stirring for you. What do you hope that the audience members receive from your music, from your work, Alex?
Okay.
From the work of your students at the performance.
Okay, I would say specifically like for Saturday when we do our performance. You know, before I start the camp, I told the kids on Monday, I wake up in the middle of the night, 3 a.m., I'm like, oh my God, we'll be able to do this. Because I don't know who the kids are. I don't know how they're going to play together. I don't know the level of their skill for the most part. And you just never know. So you start on Monday, and you just go, and things work out. And I told them after the first piece, wow, this is going to be great. I can tell already. So that was exciting. I just hope that they and the audience comes away with, wow, in 1 week they accomplished a lot. And wow, I'm so happy for my kids that they came here and they grew as people and musicians.
Wow, I mean, it's such an open-ended question. I think if the listeners can take away one thing, it's that you should always just follow your dreams. Just follow what you're most passionate in. For everyone sitting here, it's percussion and music. It doesn't necessarily have to be that. There's always going to be some way for you to make a living doing the thing you love. And if you just chase that and put your whole heart and soul into it, then you can always achieve that.
Ashley?
I hope the parents realize how much hard work the kids have put in, because one of the songs they're playing is pretty difficult, and they're doing pretty well with it so far. I'm really excited to see how it turns out, and I know the parents will love it. It's going to be a great song.
And Dina, when you think of the audience members, what do you think? What do you want them to walk away with?
As a performer, you always just want them to have a good time and to find something that they connect to musically, because I believe that music is just good for the soul, and if you're in a good mood, it'll make you feel better, and if you're not such a good mood, it'll get you in a good mood, you know, if you find the right thing to connect to. And I think seeing people on stage who are passionate about what they do can only be a really wonderful thing. So that's really the focus, is just to enjoy what you're doing, and everyone else is there for the ride.
That's right, good for the soul. I feel as a spectator in the camp, when I go in and just watch for a few minutes, it's soul-stirring for me. So I thank you for that, and I thank you for being here. This was a lot of fun. Our guests have been Alexander Bocchino, Dina Torriello, Nick Bergamini, and Ashley Zaffarino. Our thanks to our Caldwell University students for their production assistance, Rashida Badu and Sunny Gupta. I'm Colette Liddy. Join us next time for Caldwell University Conversations.